He found he was fast, strong, and keen when he went against other boys in sports. On farms where he worked, he held his own at scuffling, knocking off hats, wrestling. The time came when around Gentryville and Spencer County, he was known as the best wrestler of all, the champion. In jumping, foot racing, throwing the maul, pitching the crowbar, he won against the lads of his own age always, and usually against those older than himself. He earned his board, clothes, and lodgings, sometimes working for a neighbor farmer. He watched his father while helping make cabinets, coffins, cupboards, window frames, doors, hammers, saws, pegs, cleats. He understood firsthand also the scythe and the cradle for cutting hay and grain, the corn cutter's knife, the leather piece to protect the hand while shucking corn, and the horse, the dog, the cow, the ox, the hog, and the hiding places of fresh spring water under the earth's crust had to be in his thoughts. He helped at well digging. The wells Tom Lincoln dug went dry one year after another. Neighbors said Tom was always digging a well and had his land honeycombed, and the boy, Abe, ran the errands and held the tools for the well digging. When he was 18 years old, he could take an axe at the end of the handle and hold it out in a straight horizontal line, easy and steady. He had strong shoulder muscles and steady wrists early in life. He walked 34 miles in one day, just on an errand, to please himself, to hear a lawyer make a speech. He could tell his body to do almost impossible things, and the body obeyed.